experts from 5 West African countries are deliberating in Akosombo in the eastern region on ways to facilitate the West Coast High-Speed Rail Project. The project aims at a common rail route across West Africa to link West Coastal states by providing a seamless, fast and affordable mode of transport for the people. Minister of Transport Jifa Ativo, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the project has received tremendous political support because Ghana considers the railway sector as a viable means of income generation and job creation. She said government has prioritized the sector by investing and encouraging the private sector in that direction. The meeting is expected to come out with a working document to be considered by the 5 countries.
No, it's the fact that efficient transport system is catalyst to economic development. You know, with an efficient transport system, you'll be able to move your people, you'll be able to move your goods as fast as the system can allow. And we are also aware that rail transportation is by far the cheapest. It's about 50% cheaper than roads. So we are encouraging rail development. The Ghana government, we are also committed to developing our rail system in country. But this one, you know, is among 5 ECOWAS countries. That is the initial stage. That's the phase one.
Yeah.
And I believe strongly if this one is successful, it will link to other countries in the sub-region. So we are enthused about it. And it's a private development, private sector development. We are all aware that government cannot continue to be putting our scarce resources into this capital-intensive project. So if the private sector is coming on board, we need to give support. The government will need to give, because there are policy issues, regulatory issues. That is why the government is needed. The 5 countries have to harmonize some of their laws to enable the development to take place. So as Ghana is committed to it, and I'm happy that all the reps from the sub-region have also shown commitment. So we'll move it further. After this summit, I am going to ask the ECOWAS infrastructure director to engage the presidents of these 5 countries. It is important that the presidents meet to take a decision to bind all the 5 countries.
I know Ghana's rail system has not been doing too much well in recent years. How would this initiative help improve our sector
here? So while we are also working on improving our rail system, for example, currently ongoing some infrastructure work going on at the on the Western Rail Line. We've almost concluded the procurement process for the rail line from Sakrade to Kumasi. And also, we are working on the Eastern Line to connect the Boankra inland port. While we look into that, there's a need to connect other countries because the cross-border challenges are just too many. Because carrying goods from one country to the another, the traders or the importers go through a lot of hassle. So we believe that with this rail line to linkage of the rail system among the 5 countries, it will facilitate trade.
That was Minister of Transport Jifa Ativo in that interview with Irabna Paha. We are now joined on the line by our reporter Irabna Paha to give us an update. Irabna, you're welcome.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Ibrahim.
Yeah, so which countries are attending?
Ibrahim, Ghana, Nigeria, Togo, Benin, and Cote d'Ivoire are into this project.
And can you give us some details about the project?
Well, the idea is to build a rail facility that links the 5 countries together in the area of transportation and business. Basically, that's the reason why these countries are meeting to see to it that they have a common railway within the sub-region.
Yeah, some of these expert meetings and people believe give deadlines, but then they never see the light of day. Did they give a specific deadline for the beginning of the project?
So Ibrahim, if all things work together, it is expected that by the first quarter of 2014, things should start rolling.
What other issues came up for discussion?
Ibrahim, I can't hear you. Can you come again?
What other issues came up for discussion?
Well, funding was a major area for discussion during this summit. They are looking at funding and they are calling on the private environment to come into this project. You know, government alone cannot fund such a huge program. So they are asking private-public partnership into that direction. Basically, that's the reason. Funding was a major discussion topic.
Right, that will be all for now, Irabna. That was our reporter, Irabna Paha, giving us an update about the West Africa Rail Project.